kijk even om je heen. Wat zie je nou allemaal? Ik heb natuurlijk een heel mengpaneel voor me met allemaal schuiven en knopjes. En ik zie allemaal schermen en stoelen voor me hier in de studio. En alles om ons heen wordt ontworpen. Alles is design. Alleen had ik er eerder niet echt bij stilgestaan dat service ook ontworpen moet worden. Sterker nog, service design is een hele hippe discipline. En 27 en 28 oktober vindt de Service Design Global Conference plaats. Nou, misschien kunnen ze ook een beetje die naam ietsje inkorten. Dat zal ook lekker service zijn. Birgit Mager is president van het Service Design Network en kan ons alvast een beetje uitleggen wat service design is en wat we ermee moeten. Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, I have to admit that I never heard of the term service design before.
Can you explain? Well, you're not alone, but okay. It will change.
That's good to know. What is it?
Well, service design is the application of design to, let's say, immaterial products, to services. So we use the competencies of design in order to improve the value and the quality of interaction between the user and the service. And I think everybody can easily understand how necessary that is, not only when we are interacting with the public service sector, but also with bank, insurance, mobility. Everywhere in our daily life, we are confronted with services, and service design helps to make these services more valuable and more pleasant.
So everything that's about the service, but what is not materialistic, that's service design.
Exactly. But of course, when you design a service, all these material evidences also play a role. The places where the service is delivered, the little things that you have to deal with, documents or tickets, all these little material evidences are in a very holistic way also included in the design of the service.
And more of our service experiences are online. Is that easier or more difficult to design?
Well, many people think it's easy because it's only screens, but in the end you have to think about what we call liquid experiences. The people use the digital interface, but then suddenly they want to call a hotline or they want to see a service representative online, and all these different channels that we are using to get what we want, they have to be designed in a, let's say, way that you know, makes it really smooth and easy to move between the channels. So it's not only about digital. Digital is what we see, and behind it, often there's a big organization with corporate culture, with structures and processes and people that work there. So in order to come up with a good digital interface, you often have to look at the organization as a whole and the way that they perceive the customer and the way that they want to interact with the customer.
So actually, that I never heard of service design is actually a good thing, because when I have service, I don't know that it's designed. It's just a natural thing.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, okay.
It's interesting. One of my early service design projects was in the Netherlands. It was in Eindhoven. And there I worked with the city of Eindhoven to design a new service system around street prostitution of drug-addicted women. And, you know, that's also stuff that we do, social service design, where we look at social systems and see how can we totally reframe them and approach them in a totally new way. The result of that project that I did in Eindhoven was that the so-called tipple zone was closed down, and the women were, well, developed in different ways of working. And yeah, that was a really very successful project.
So it's a very broad field. Everything that has to do with service has to be designed. And there's this real big conference coming up.
Yes, I'm really excited. Because it's coming back, the very first global conference that I ever co-created was in Amsterdam, and that's 9 years ago now. It was in the year 2008. We were in the Rode Hoed and had about 250 people coming to Amsterdam from all over the world.
Yeah.
And now we are coming back to Amsterdam, and we will have more than 600 delegates from all over the world. And, well, I would say the discipline has really evolved and matured throughout these last 9 years. So I'm super excited to come back to Amsterdam.
Well, that's great to hear. And for, like, who should visit this? For who is it?
Well, the audience is, on the one hand side, of course, designers that are in the domain of service design. But on the other hand, and that's really great about the conference, we have many representatives of service organizations and of the public service sector there that want to learn more about service design and how they can apply it to their own organizations.
Great. And have you ever had like a really bad service experience, like something went really wrong and you just left your card, so okay, you have to call me because your service design is really terrible?
Well, most certainly I had, it was in the financial sector with a bank. Mm-hmm. That really did not at all react to a complaint for, I would say, 3 months. And then I was so upset, because I think that's one of the worst things for us to happen, that you are not taken seriously, that you are not heard, that your voice is just ignored. And I think that's something that most service organizations have to deal with. How can I really take my customer serious and involve him in conversation and learn from what the customer needs and what they want.
So if you want to learn to listen to your customer, come to the Design Global Conference, the Service Design Global Conference, 27th and 28th of October. I will put the link on the website so people can, if they just tuned in and are thinking, okay, what are we listening to? People can go to the website and check the link. Of course, you're speaking yourself. Are you planning to visit a speaker too? Who are you looking forward to?
I'm definitely going to be there all the time, and I'm trying to listen to as many keynotes as possible. And yes, it's going to be exciting. Great people coming.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. I never heard of service design before, but I think it's really interesting, and I hope that you inspire people to, especially companies, to listen to their customers. Have a great morning.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye. En bij Amsterdam FM doen we natuurlijk ook gewoon aan een stukje service naar de mensen toe. Hè? Dus mocht je iets willen horen, tweet vooral naar @AmsterdamFM voor nu nieuwe muziek van Tender. Kan ik ook iets voor jou doen, Tender? All I need is something to say. Nou, dat kan wel.